escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The last thing this team can have is a bad start post All-Star break. And what do? They get swept in Toronto.
I just don't know why. I don't know why they thought starting Verlander, like game one, that was
weird.
The move.
That was weird. I agree. I don't get that either.
Like, everyone's like, well, it makes total sense. You know, he skipped a start. Like, he skipped a start for a reason. Right. Like, they skipped his start because he has not looked good.
Hell, I would have liked, and like Landon Roop if you wanted to do that, or someone else.
Exactly.
Right? And then you still get all those other guys in succession. Yeah, I don't.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Birdsong or Verlander would not have been the move for me right there.
Me neither. Now, yeah. Maybe they know a little more about these guys' arms. Like, hey, Roop needed two or three extra days. Just give him a little push. Like, okay, right. then I'll buy that. I would love to know more about why Verlander was chosen to start game one of the second half. That being said, you watch him. He's just not fooling anybody. He can't put anyone away. How many times has he gotten two strikes? And then next thing you know, it's 3-2 or it's 2-2. And
just can't put him away.
Yeah, he just throws it over the fat part of the plate. Yeah. And I keep coming back to like, what do you do with him? Do you give him one more start, two more starts? I just put it out on the internet, like, hey, what do you do with him? There were over 300 responses. Damn. And the amount of people that said just DFA him was kind of like blowing me away. I don't think you can do that to him.
Well, if you do that, that's what he's telling you to do. Just cut me if you guys aren't going to use me. I think that's what it would turn into, because from what I heard from John Smoltz, the guy that made that transition from starter to reliever, but that was at when he even said it, like in his late 20s, early 30s, right? Justin Verlander, he's 42 years old. Like, he's not going to all of a sudden be a bullpen guy. No. He's just not.
No.
Like, it's just, it's part of the conversation.
And where does he fit into the bullpen? Yes. He takes over Bivens' role?
And how would I feel about that, right? And he's a legend, but Justin Verlander is not, he's not going to be a bullpen guy going forward. He's not. No. He's not going to want to do that at this stage of his career, because I think he'd rather retire than do that. And more power to him. But on this team, like, I guess my other question would be, what would be, you know, the replacement for Justin Verlander at this point for you, Joe, going forward?
Do they have that?
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
People keep saying, like, Carson Wisenhunt, who's one of their left-handed really young guys, prospects, if you will, in AAA. His like numbers don't look great either. I know it's a hitting league, the particular league that they're in the AAA, but he's not like, you know, knocking on the door and blowing guys away right now. So I don't know what you do. That's what, Joe, that's why I keep coming back to, and look, I'm going to throw this out there to our new audience at 7:30, and you guys tell me what you think. Do you really want a guy like Mitch Keller, who right now, 119 innings, fourth most in the NL? All right.
Yeah.
He has a 3.48 ERA, but he's under two over his last five starts. This guy has $55 million left on his deal from 2026 to 2028. So you're taking on a lot of money.
Mitch Keller, huh? Look at the Pirates spending.
If you want to be able to get a Mitch Keller, what is it going to cost you? It's probably going to cost you a prospect or two, plus a big league player under team control. Would Giants fans be willing to move if the Pirates said, hey, we'll take him, we'll give him, but we want to take Elliot Ramos. Mm. Would Giants fans be willing to give up an everyday player who's under team control for three more years, making very little money in Elliot Ramos? Like, that's what it would cost to get you a starter.
See, this is what I'm going to say to that.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And I actually would do that.
Me too.
Because I think at this point, you double down on what you know that you're good at. I know this was kind of like an outlier when it comes to Webb and Ray, but they've been pretty freaking good and one of the best tandems in baseball, one and two pitchers. Like, you triple down on that. Like, let's go all in on pitching.
Yes.
Because we know we're going to be good at that if we add Mitch Keller. And then I have three guys plus Roop, who's been pretty freaking good for most of this season. And again, I think we're all still waiting for the sky to fall on Roop, but he keeps proving us wrong. That bounce back performance he had last week against the Dodgers was eye opening for me. I thought that was pretty freaking incredible. Cause he just got shelled against him prior, but you go in on Keller. So you got Webb, Ray, Keller, Roop. Yeah. I'm going to be in most of my games, and then Birdsong, whatever.
Yeah.
My fifth starter, Verlander. I don't know, but I have Mitch Keller. Yeah, and I get rid of Ramos. Let's keep it a buck. Ramos has kind of faded the last month or so. And is Elliot Ramos really going to be the difference maker for this offense going forward?
I think
he going to be that guy? I don't know.
I think at one time he was untouchable for me, but I don't. And that was last year, right? And into this year. But right now, like, don't you have to give to get?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're going to have to give up something you like. And no one's saying I don't like Ramos. I do like Ramos.
No one's taking Jung Hoo Lee, if that's what people are going to say. Like, and I love when fans do this. Like, oh, just give him Jung Hoo Lee. I was like, yeah, we all see what Jung Hoo Lee is, too. The rest of the world does, too. The Pittsburgh Pirates, I know they're inept and they don't spend a lot. They see it, too. This is an unproven player at this point making a lot of money.
Yes.
So I'm not taking a risk on that.
No.
Ramos is an all-star. I've seen more good than bad from Elliot Ramos, so I take a chance on him. Plus, he's 25. And that's another part of this, though, Joe, in the conversation. If people are saying, whoa, 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 Ramos, like our everyday left fielder, which it's an adventure out there. But again, our homegrown guy that's been an all-star when we've been struggling to find homegrown all-stars in an everyday lineup, that's a little concerning. Why would I move off a guy like that? So I hear both arguments. But I'm with you. I double down on the pitching right now than the offense going forward.
So I'm going to give you a trade that the Giants executed years ago that I don't know how people feel about it today, mm-hmm. but I will stand pat on it over the course of time. I thought it was the right trade at the right time. They had a guy, Matt Duffy, who was playing third base for them, who everybody liked. I don't know if you remember, he had this big fat cat.
Skeeter, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so annoying. And it was like a viral cat. Moment in time.
Yep.
The Giants were good at what at that time? Developing infielders.
Yeah. Okay. Panic him, right? Yeah.
What did they need desperately? A left-handed starter.
Yeah.
right? And they went and they traded Matt Duffy, who was 25 years old, I believe runner-up for Rookie of the Year, I think the year prior. So.
Thumbs up from Sam.
Yeah.
He finished second behind Chris Bryant, but Chris Bryant was a unanimous vote.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Well, he was pretty, yeah. Well, Giants legend.
They ended up trading for just a couple of years of this guy on the team, and he had a great start in the playoffs. Everybody remembers that. He went 6-5 down the stretch with the Giants, and then the next year, the team was awful. He went 6-15. I still do that deal.
Right.
We probably got the best couple years out of Matt Duffy. He was solid and ended up staying in the bigs for quite some time, but you have to give to get. And right now, let's look at what the Giants have a lot of, okay? Now, I don't think these guys are great, but they got a lot of outfielders. They got Yaz, Jung-Hoo Lee, and you referenced Jung-Hoo Lee's making $88 million, I think, after this year.
Yep.
That's what he's got left on the deal. Probably not going to trade him to a team like the Pirates. They're not taking on $88 million. No. They're just not.
No.
Ramos makes very little. In this equation, do they want Ramos or Luciano? You tell me. The Pirates are probably going to want Ramos.
Correct. I want the all-star.
I want the guy who's played at the bigs and is a solid player.
And let's keep it a buck. They're going to ask for the big boys first, because all these teams do. Same with the Red Sox and Brazil.
Exactly.
They're going to ask for Eldridge. They're going to ask for Wisenhunt. They're going to ask for all these guys. And this is when you pivot.
Yes. Exactly. Now, again, I like Ramos. I like him. But let's look at what he brings to the table on this team. He is one of your best everyday hitters. I grant you that. He also strikes out a ton and plays very poor defense. What do we know about the way the Giants want to play baseball?
They want to play clean defense and keep it close with great pitching staff.
And
yes,
what's
and timely hitting.
And like when you look at the three or four guys that they're locked into on big deals, Adames, Chapman, and Devers, what do they all do a lot of actually?
Strikeout. Yeah.
Okay. So if I do go with Ramos,
I thought you were going defensively there. I was like, that's all over the map.
I meant offensively.
Yes,
my bad.
You're good.
But like, they all strike out. Do I need another guy who's a high strikeout guy? Not really. Like,
no. I want contact
or tremendous power. If you're gonna be able to strike out a lot,
correct.
And I don't think he has tremendous power. He's got good power. He's a good player. Like I'm telling you, he's a good player.
Yeah.
But I think defensively, he's an adventure. And I would look to try to sell high. And I think right now is a time to sell high on him. Not that I don't like him. Not that I couldn't foresee them keeping him and him continuing to get better and all that. But if you want to get a guy under team control and you want to be able to swing and get one of these starters, I think it's going to cost you an Elliot Ramos, and you better be prepared to make the move.
888-957-9570. Would you be willing to part with one Elliot Ramos, Giants fans, if it meant getting a Mitch Keller or a Joe Ryan or adding to the pitching staff, right? 888-957-9570. It's not like for like. You know, we were talking about the Bay Area sports topic bracket, which was still going on, by the way. We'll reveal some more a little bit later on in the show, but it's not like for like Yoenis Cespedes for John Lester. That was like, wow, Cespedes was a true cleanup type of hitter. I don't know what Ramos is. I don't, because he was an all-star on a team that didn't go to the playoffs last year, and he was a non-all-star this year. He started off really hot, but like ideally, where would you put him in this lineup? He was batting what, second yesterday behind Jung-Hoo Lee?
He's batted leadoff. He's batted third. He's batted second. He's batted sixth.
I don't know where he stacks up. Like if he was on like a Dodgers squad, what is he? I mean, maybe the Dodgers, unfair comparison.
That might be their eighth hitter.
Right, but exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. But on the Pirates, he might be like their best hitter. He might be.
So like,
Brian Reynolds, obviously, on the Cruz, but only Cruz. That guy, I don't know.
Well, look, in a deal like this, that might be like Ramos for O'Neill Cruz with other things,
right,
and Mitch Keller involved. Like that's the kind of deal that if I'm the Giants, I'm looking to make like a big, I think you need to get a starter and you need to get another impact bat, and you clearly need a leadoff hitter, which mm-hmm. you don't have.
Yeah.
So I think there's two trades at minimum that the Giants need to make for this year and into the future. And why do I like Mitch Keller? He's under team control, and he's a guy like Logan Webb who pitches a lot of innings. And that's what you need right now on this team to alleviate the pressure on the bullpen right now. The bullpen is under tremendous pressure. They just are.
Kirk is in Los Altos, wants to join in the Verlander conversation. What do you do with Justin Verlander? 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Kirk, Los Altos.
What's up, buddy?
What are we doing with Justin Verlander?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. No, I've been a lifelong Giants fan, watched the team over the years, going all the way back to the 62 World Series where I went with my dad. But To me, this Giants today, the team from an offensive standpoint is terribly pathetic. And I think the Verlander experiment was just a naive, honest mistake nonetheless. But he does have a career, and I think to look back on it, he does deserve some chances. So I don't think myself, especially looking at the last three games, that this team is going to make any playoffs this year. So I would, for me, if I was in charge, I'd just basically give Verlander to some nice contending team that wanted something like that, but who had a lot of prospects. And I would just basically fold the tent on this year's season. They're not going to, in my opinion, make the playoffs, but like to continue to start to build. Their pitchers are okay. They're pretty good, but they're not phenomenal by any means. Their ERAs are. So, as I said, I would just give Verlander a chance to win a few more games with a team that contends and take a lot of prospects and keep building.
The problem is that Verlander is not getting you any prospects.
He's not getting you anything.
I mean, he's a DFA candidate.
Correct. He has a 5 ERA right now, and he's 42 years old. Like, that's what teams are going to look at. Like, that's great. Whatever you did in the past was amazing, Justin, and he could be a vibes guy maybe for a team that, like, just picks him up just to pick him up for a playoff push. But that's basically what you're getting if you're another team, a vibes guy. And I'm not giving up anything for a vibes guy. I'm not.
The guy that would get you prospects is Robbie Ray. I wouldn't. Like, I don't want to do that deal right now. I've been the guy that's been pounding the table on Rodon and Blake Snell, so I probably sound contradictory to myself.
Well, no, you brought it up, which was interesting. I'm not saying you would do this, but you just had the conversation. We were talking about it last week. Like, if the Giants kind of faceplant here right after the break, which right now they faceplant, they've tripped up right now. It's not a total faceplant, but they just got swept in Toronto. Do you entertain it if, like, they continue a fat losing streak and then you're all of a sudden either at 500 or under 500? You go replenish the farm system that we've all acknowledged it's pretty bare right now. It's 28th in baseball, according to some.
If we're taking a step back, they're at their lowest point right now. They lost 5 in a row.
Feels like the lowest point.
Right? Yeah. It does, right? Yeah. They've lost 5 in a row, and they're reeling, and there's just no other way around it. And it doesn't get easier as the schedule approaches. Everyone's, the Braves suck. Yeah, watch the Braves. Watch that Braves lineup tonight, and you tell me if they suck.
So do the White Sox. So do the Marlins, right? And then you lost to those.
Exactly. The Dodgers have sucked for a month.
Right.
And they beat you 2 out of 3.
There you go.
So I'm not sleeping on anybody. But I just wrote down some of these names. Like Flores, Wilmer Flores. Pretty redundant right now. And I love Wilmer. And thank gosh he had the run that he did at the beginning of the year. But in the right deal, see ya.
Yeah, but when we talk to guys, they all seem to think that he's like a made man there, which is kind of crazy to me. I know like Alex Pavlovich, who covers the team, has been doing it. He's a friend of the show, NBC Sports Bay Area. Like he said that, yeah, he like no shot, like no chance. He doesn't see that happening.
Okay. Yeah. What about Yaz? Yaz on a contending team?
Maybe.
Let's just say the Giants eat some of his salary. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Could he be a fourth outfield option for some of these contending teams?
Send him to Boston Red Sox, maybe?
I mean, right? I would.
I mean, that'd be kind of a cool story, would it not be? It'd be another deal with the Red Sox, though, between the Giants. But yeah, no, that's a trade candidate. Like, are these hypotheticals, real quick, I want to make this clear.
So this is...
If the team's, like, hovering around 500, or just because, just
so,
anyways.
Like, I watched Detroit last year trade away Flaherty and then still make another move to bring guys in and made a push for the playoffs. I think you can do both. I think you can sell off some pieces and then bring some stuff back. Because to me, it's like about Adamas. I'm going to write these names down. Adamas, Devers, Chapman. It's not just about this year. What complements those guys next year, this year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? The number one thing they need. A guy who doesn't strike out a lot, who can set the table at the top of the order.
I was going to say leadoff hitter.
Right?
That's what you need. Because Jung-Hoo Lee, God love the guy. Ideally, he would be him, and they tried it.
He's
not it right now. No. They tried Ramos. Hell, they've tried everyone. They tried Devers. It's just they don't know what they have at the top of the lineup. And again, that's a trickle-down effect. If my guy's striking out and not getting on base, just sets me behind the eight ball early, kind of why Justin Verlander has no run support early on in games. I don't have a guy to set the tone.
No.
Like, and that's why ideally, and you mentioned the name I would want, Stephen Kwan, but again.
Well, I would overpay for him.
Yeah.
Like right now, if I swapped out Stephen Kwan for Ramos and then maybe one of these other prospects.
Right, big one maybe.
I think it would really help the Giants.
Yeah.
It would help them defensively, number one. Number two, I think it would set the table at the top of the lineup, give them some speed.
And give them, like, talking about just the offense. Jolt. Just the offense they're getting defensively. Is the guy Gold Glover?
And a great arm.
Great arm.
And we saw him use his arm twice in the series against them.
Local guy as well. We brought it up, Fremont.
To me, I think Flores, Yaz, and then I have a decision. I've got these four guys that, to me, are all redundant. McCray, Matos, Luciano, Meckler. Pick one or two of them, then the other two can go. And I'm packaging them in this kind of a deal. Like, it's about complementing Adames, Devers, and Chapman, if we're being realistic. I'm not viewing this deadline as make or break for this year. I'm looking at this deadline as what complements the future of this team for this year, next year, and beyond.
888-957-9570. Part of this conversation has been Justin Verlander, though. Where are Giants fans at when it comes to Verlander? John Smoltz, you joined us, about 48 minutes ago. If you missed any of that interview, the Hall of Famer, Fox Sports broadcaster, obviously Braves legend, as the Giants are taking on the Braves in a 3-game series. Starting today, Verlander, by the way, scheduled to pitch on the third game against Spencer Strider. It's like 9 o'clock our time, so we'll have it on here in the studio. So we'll be able to watch it up close and personal. Shasky, but here's
Spencer
John Smoltz.
Strider's thighs will be all over the internet for 24
the
hours.
Thighs or the mustache, man. The mustache is just legendary.
His thighs are like crazy large.
Oh, okay. And you like looking at them?
Well, no, they're like, have you ever seen like some of the videos and stuff, the pictures? Like, they just look abnormally like jacked.
He's a thick boy, is what you're saying?
They're unreal.
John Smoltz on the issues with Justin Verlander.
He's a guy, before you go to that, Strider, no, but like, this is what we do. Like, he reminds me of Lincecum. That's what people said.
Who said that?
No, that's what people, they were making comps of Spencer Strider to Lincecum in terms of his delivery
and
stuff.
But his body not be different.
I know.
You just mentioned his thighs. His thigh is as big as Lincecum's torso.
I'm not making this up. Lubman, people were comping the two, weren't they?
I mean,
I don't recall off the top of my head, but I mean, sure, I'm sure someone out there made
it's
that
just
comp.
Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
All right, you can play the Smoltz cut.
Thank you.
You got to believe that Justin, I've called him the ultimate 10-speed bike. What I mean is he's always pitched in gears. He should be what everybody looks at for the future of baseball. Nobody's doing that, right? So he had 98, 99 when he wanted it. He opened up at 94 in his prime. He could go 9 innings. He channeled those gears. And we all strip gears when we get older. And he's probably down to a few gears. And I thought that was the perfect place for him. I really did. I know he's coming back from, a couple of injuries. I feel like I was in that boat with Boston and St. Louis. And it's tough, man, when you're used to doing things certain ways and adapting and it doesn't go right. You would think, and I'm speaking for myself, I pressed so hard and was so much of a wreck in Boston that I couldn't believe that I had 21 years prior to that. Like, it was an out-of-body experience. I did not have a great shoulder. I was coming back from shoulder surgery. I thought I could do X, and it just didn't work out. It worked out much better in St. Louis. But I think that a few more starts, I know it sounds crazy, but I think Justin, depending on his health, and I know he's had some tough luck, this is shocking, right? I mean, this is not what everybody thought was going to happen.
I mean, he said something there. That was John Smoltz, who joined us on the River Islands guest line. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, YouTube. Just give him a few more starts. How long have we been saying that? Like, I said that a couple starts ago, Joe. Like, I think I said that after the White Sox one. It's like, okay, that was encouraging. It was a loss, but that was encouraging. And then
they should have won that game.
They should have won that game. I felt bad for the guy.
They should have won that game for him.
Yes. Ryan Walker on line one, by the way.
That guy.
I know. He's driving.
You
want to
talk about guys that could be moved at the deadline? I mean, my goodness. I'm never falling again for a September hot run from a reliever when the team is completely mathematically eliminated ever again.
I mean, it is a perfect name for the Walker, right? Because that's all he seems to be doing is walking people.
His name should be Long Ballman, or then, because he's been giving up the long ball. But like Verlander, in terms of like another couple starts.
Right? Like, when are we going to start? Like, stop saying that.
So he referenced like the 10-gear bike, and he was talking about his fastball. He would like sit 94, 95, and then elevate to 98 when he needed to. Just because you see velocity that says 95 or 96, that doesn't mean that it's, number one, tricking people. Number two, has break or vert or late life or any of that stuff. Or number three, like, keeping guys off balance because of how dynamic your breaking stuff is and your off-speed stuff. Hitting is about balance, And pitching is the art of keeping people off balance, right? And then mixing up locations and spots and all those things. In that second inning, that was his fateful inning on Friday, he threw, I felt like, three fastballs and a zillion changeups and sliders. And he just kept getting tagged. And I don't think he fools anyone right now with the fastball.
I mean, just hear the manager, Bob Melvin, talking about it. Just didn't have any put-away pitches.
It was more put-away with two strikes. You know, typically he's got something to get a swing and miss, didn't get any strikeouts. Actually, he limited the damage for the amount of base runners he had there in you know, less than three innings, but a couple key hits off him and just really didn't have a put-away pitch today.
That's like me trying to, like, well, make it sound good. Like, well, you know, I did die in this game like 20 times, but I had that one kill. It was great. It's like, come on, dude. Like, now, you stink.
After Friday's game, seeing Logan Webb get touched up, and then seeing Robbie Ray go like 25 pitches every single inning and basically put himself out of that game by the fourth inning.
Right.
Maybe it's just Toronto was really good and I underrated how good they are.
We're going to do a buzzsaw potentially, but you're going to be seeing good teams like this, right?
I think Verlander gets at minimum one more start.
He's going up against the Braves. And if you struggle against the Braves, who have not been good, they are, what, 12 games under, 10 games under? They're going to be sellers. I know that. Braves will be selling at the deadline.
Could the Giants be in on like an Ozzie Albies?
Interesting. I was thinking of a Sean Murphy, like a catcher, but Albies I'm not mad at. What about the pitchers? What are the pitcher aspect looking like? They're not going to trade Spencer Strider. That's like their guy. But like, I'm curious to see what they're going to be. Obviously, Acuna is that dude. Olsen's probably a made guy there too, I would assume. But I mean, he's getting a little older too. Like, I don't know what the Braves are going to do. They're going to be an interesting wild card in this whole scenario in the National League and in American League coming up here.
Knowing what you know now, would you, just hypothetically, would you flip Matt Olson straight up for Devers?
Yes, in a heartbeat.
I think I would too.
I would take Matt Olson.
Today, I think I would too.
Yes, absolutely. What is his age, Matt Olson? We'll get to that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.